Ukraine security issue.
As of Monday, May 16th, the 82nd day of Russia's war against Ukraine, Russia had lost 27.7 thousand troops and more than 8 thousand pieces of weaponry and special equipment. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that units of the Ukrainian territorial defense fighting in the Kharkiv region had driven Russian troops further east and reached the Ukrainian border. At the same time, in the neighboring Sumy region that also borders on Russia, Russian forces continued to shell and bomb Ukrainian towns and villages located near the border. A Russian sabotage and reconnaissance group tried to cross the border, but Ukrainian border guards forced it to retreat. In the Donbas, Ukrainian defenders have beaten off 17 Russian attacks over the past 24 hours, the report said. Russian troops keep trying to advance towards Severodonetsk, Luhansk region in order to encircle and take control of it, but all their attempts are thwarted by the Ukrainian forces. The evacuation of civilians from the region has resumed, but it's complicated by the absence of mobile communications. Besides, the invaders have blocked natural gas supplies to the region and siphon gas from the main pipeline. The gas that remains in the pipelines can only suffice for 2 months. In the Donetsk region, Ukrainian positions as well as residential areas are bombed and shelled around the clock. The Russians are also actively using multiple launch missile systems. One of the missile strikes killed 6 civilians and wounded more than a dozen on Sunday. The Russians keep shelling, bombing and storming the Azovstal steelworks, the last bastion of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol, and trying to block all exits from the bunkers. They fire from aircraft, artillery systems, mortars and ships and drop phosphorus bombs. According to Denis Shleha, commander of the 12th National Guard Brigade, there are about 600 wounded Ukrainian soldiers in the plant, and 40 of them are in critical condition.
У нас всі, хто приймає рішення і воює зараз на позиції, ми боремось, тримаємось, але...
All those who are able to hold a weapon are fighting. We are holding out, but our wounded soldiers are in a very bad situation. There are some 600 wounded soldiers and 40 of them are in a grave condition. We are badly short of medicines and medical instruments. We have given everything we had in our first aid kits to the field hospital. One of the leaders of the self-proclaimed Donetsk Republic said, "Now that all civilians have been evacuated from Azovstal, our hands are untied. So now we are suffering from all types of weapons, including the banned ones. But the guys are holding out and beating off attacks," said Denis Shleha. Vice Premier Irina Verishchuk said on Monday that negotiations on evacuating the Ukrainian soldiers from Azovstal were still underway and still unsuccessful. Ukraine's southern regions also remain under fire. In the city of Mykolaiv, fragments of cluster bombs and shells were found on Monday after a series of enemy strikes. In the neighboring Odessa region, Russian bombs destroyed a resort. A child was severely wounded and 3 adults sustained injuries. The prosecutor general's office said that the Russian war has killed 229 Ukrainian children and wounded more than 420. The highest numbers of casualties among children were recorded in the Donetsk, Kyiv and Kharkiv regions. 80 residents of Kyiv's satellite town of Irpin, whose apartments and houses were destroyed, are living in a tent camp, and a local sanatorium accommodates another 150. One of them is Halina Kovalenko, whose house was leveled by a Russian shell.
Ми в хаті сидимо вдвох, а воно як бахнуло. Ми у погріб.
My husband and I were in our house. Suddenly we heard a loud explosion. My husband yells, "Run!" We ran to the cellar and then there was another explosion. And then one more. That was it. We were left homeless, said Halina Kovalenko. The Kovalenkos have no children. They don't know where to go or who will rebuild their house. One of more than 1,500 dwellings completely destroyed in Irpin. A total of 17 apartment buildings in the town were rendered unlivable. Irpin Mayor Oleksandr Markushin has announced plans to build 50,000 square meters of apartment premises. And in the meantime, the authorities are going to set up another tent camp and construct modular houses.
проговорювали встановлення модульних будинків. Територія є.
We have everything necessary for the modular houses that we are going to construct. We have the site, communications, water and sewage pipelines and power supply. If we agree with our Polish partners and they bring us all the necessary materials and equipment soon, then within 6 weeks we will set up another encampment for 360 people, said Irpin Mayor Oleksandr Markushin. If the war lasts another 3 or 4 months, the government may take painful measures to keep Ukraine's economy afloat, such as the sharp rise in taxes, spending cuts and nationalization, Finance Minister Serhiy Marchenko said in an interview with The Economist. According to the latest UN forecasts, 9 out of 10 people in Ukraine might find themselves in poverty or below the poverty line because of the war. That will jeopardize all of the country's economic achievements of the past 20 years.